This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The corporate news of this Friday is out of Seoul, South Korea. J.Y. Lee, as he's known in the West, the son of Samsung's chairman and the guy who was basically running the company, has been convicted of bribing the former president of South Korea and sentenced to 5 years in prison. Bad for Samsung, also possibly a tipping point in the heretofore cozy relationship between South Korean conglomerates and that government. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that one.
Samsung is one of a handful of family-run conglomerates known in South Korea as chaebols. For decades, South Korea's government looked the other way while the chaebols did whatever it took to grow into international powerhouses, but not in J.Y. Lee's case.
Well, it is a huge departure from the normal, and frankly, I didn't predict it.
That's Usha Haley. She teaches international business at West Virginia University. She says for decades, the chaebols were pretty much above the law. In return, they transformed South Korea from a poor country into an economic powerhouse. And today,
the chaebol are responsible for about 80% of Korea's GDP.
Haley says Samsung alone is responsible for 20% of South Korea's exports, and it reported record profits last month. But Stephen Nerper, senior director of the Korea Society, says now Samsung may have to make room for the small businesses it's been crowding out.
People see that if Korea is going to continue to be a leader in innovation, small and medium enterprise development's a huge part of that.
But the chaebol's power won't be curbed overnight. They still have some powerful political friends. Scott Seaman is with Eurasia Group.
There's far less tolerance for this type of collusion. However, this is a process that hasn't been completed yet.
Samsung says it will appeal J.Y. Lee's conviction. His father and grandfather, who started Samsung, were both convicted of various crimes and pardoned. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.